Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, thank the Most High that we're back again. Yes, we're back again for another episode, another very precious episode, precious and rare. Word, my brothers and sisters, in this episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Meow, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful indeed to the Most High for this, yes, again, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak his very precious words. Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, that under his cause, I have some very important things for him that I must do. And under that cause, my brothers and sisters, I do thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. I thank you all for listening. The Most High has told me, yes, under his cause, I have some very important things for him that I must do. And he told me because of what I must do, he said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I said, for that, I am indeed utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things, yes, that indeed I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could, yes, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, I said, if they could, to destroy. But my brothers and sisters, unlike the words of men, Most High, his words have an utmost power. Even if the whole world speak in a manner to deny or to cast illusion against men discerning that which the Most High himself has promised and spoken, his word shall yet perform all, I said all, that he has decreed. And it is written, my brothers and sisters, man is going to have to become much wiser. Man is going to have to show himself. I know it's going to sound like a wild way to put it, but man is going to have to show himself wiser than devils. But even the devils, my brothers and sisters, scripture says in the book of Jakob in the 3rd chapter, discern that there is still yet one who is supreme, one Elohim. They discern this, my brothers and sisters, and they tremble. Man is going to have to discern something that in the diversitudes of all the variant allegiances that he's given himself over to, man is going to have to discern. Yes, my brothers and sisters, man is going to have to discern that Yah is one. And nothing that men have created, I said, my brothers and sisters, nothing that men have created is an idol that the Most High bows down to. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, I said we must understand. Before the Most High will deny his word, and that which he has proclaimed is the requirement, prerequisite requirement that he has foreordained that defines man. Before he denies himself what he has promised himself of mankind, he will deny. Yes, my brothers and sisters, prove that he denies or will not oblige according to the will of man. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, that Most High has already declared a word and a will, a design. One scripture says it this way. His word is line upon line, precept upon precept, to the measuring line, to the plummet. You must understand, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has already declared a plan. He's already, my brothers and sisters, drawn the cords. He's already created a straight path, my brothers and sisters. And being who he is precise in his measure. When men seek to redirect that cord, my brothers and sisters, after all manner of different wayward ways, paths, and directions, all man does is get himself tied up in a bundle of his own knots. The cord, my brothers and sisters, as I said before, was already measured perfectly, nothing lacking, nothing more. The plummet line, my brothers and sisters, is by a master, I say again, precisely measured. No more cord than that which he has given. There is no more cord than that which he has given. Therefore, realize, my brothers and sisters, that the cord will never reach the goal till every wicked and crooked way. Every knot, my brothers and sisters, the men have tied themselves up in. Like I said, the cord won't reach the goal. The paths that men take, the allegiances they choose, won't attain to the goal until a man is free from every snare that he has made. I can only say, my brothers and sisters, concerning the lifeline the Most High has thrown out to a drowning world. It is man who must be sure and seeking to pull himself up. He takes steadfast hold upon enough of that lifeline. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, there's but one Yah, one who is supreme, one standard, and there is no other. Blessed are they who then will truly understand. I said, blessed are they then who will truly understand the meaning of the scripture. The Messiah said, watch out for false prophets. Meaning we must watch out. Meaning we must watch out. For wherever there's a fallen standard that men seek to uphold, false prophets, fallen standards, false, foolish, deceptive standards, all must be overcome. You must prove that we seek to discern all that is divine will. We must discern what the acceptable will of Yah is. We must put upon ourselves the whole armor of Yah, it says in Ephesians 6. How many of us and my brothers and sisters understand that to overcome the world, we must prove ourselves wiser than the wiles of the devil? A lot to be said, my brothers and sisters, about the provocations that are mentioned in the scripture, all of which we must overcome. Think about it. Scripture talks about what's called the provocation of the wilderness. Psalm 95. Hebrews 3rd chapter reflects what is called the provocation of the wilderness. The time when Israel coming out of the midst of Egypt. Those who would survive must prove that they could seek Yah and come true to Him beyond all the varying ideals of the nations. And my brother says not only the varying ideals of the nations, but the misorientations that they had learned in Egypt. Yes, my brothers and sisters, Israel had to prove that they could overcome the very ideals after their own flesh that needed to be overcome, that needed to be discerned beyond, that my brothers and sisters, men find it. Let's just say find themselves or be found worthy of the kingdom of Yah. Scripture talks about, my brothers and sisters, not only that provocation. Like I said, the book of Jacob. We call it James. Talks about that if we be scattered amongst the multitude of provocations among the nations, the enticements, the deceptions of the nations, our faith in Yah, discerning the truth that He gives that makes us whole. The faith that He gives, my brothers and sisters, that proves foolish so much what men have decreed. Scripture says our faith and perseverance in the Most High must still bring forth a perfect work. I didn't say according to the varying ideas of the nation, there's only one perfection. Scripture says that we be double-minded, inclined to believe that another standard then is viable, preferring then unrighteousness less than the fullness of what is divine will. Scripture says that double-mindedness being counted unstable. Let not such a man think he receive anything from Yah. Most High is not going to build his kingdom upon infirmity. We must understand this. I said we must understand this. Please, my brothers and sisters, it is of utmost importance. I said it is of utmost importance that we discern the truth. Many have been beguiled and deceived by a polytheist Western concept of a savior. I talked about this before, that the Western concept of a savior, a soter, they said, it's amazing how that word sounds so much like or Satyr, S-A-T-Y-R, the devil. Concept of a savior was one anointed after the spirit of all the various gods. Therefore, no allegiance to any one. I think about it, my brothers and sisters, when I oftentimes give consideration of what that meant. The pagans, my brothers and sisters, they believed that anyone who would uphold one as one deity as supreme was one who provoked, according to the heathen, one who provoked the ire of the many gods, the many pagan gods the Greeks and Rome had aspired to. Our brothers and sisters, they did not delight in the concept of an anointed one after the will of one. It's all the variant differences of opinion that men of them had upheld. He recognized as foolishly unwise. You know, it's an amazing thing to consider the heathen concept of salvation. The heathenist concept of salvation is a preservation of confusion rather than a seekitude for absolution. Shall men say this is the result of a love for Yah, who is all that he is, everything that he is? I say, think again. Shall a nation, my brothers and sisters, or any collaboration of nations, it says it loves the Most High, but works to preserve all the variant differences of opinion, even curses against the veracity of his person. Shall it say, my brothers and sisters, it has worshipped and loved him? Or shall it be discerned that a system that would preserve and even defend every manner of miscreant doctrine, shall we not awaken, my brothers and sisters, discern that what such a system calls worship has been a curse, blasphemy, defilement, sacrilege, my brothers and sisters, against both Yah and, my brothers and sisters, his anointed, against the Holy Spirit, against the testimony of the Most High, and therefore a detriment against the awakening of all mankind? It's time, my brothers and sisters, we discern reality of what men have done, trusting somehow the Most High is pleased with the variant differences that humanity has created and endorsed. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. It's an amazing thing. The so-called founding fathers of this nation said that they built it upon the concept, they said, some say Christian ethic. Wow. Declaring freedom for man after all manner of what? Differing doctrine? Men saying that whatever they do in America is justified? Is that to say man can speak whatever they will with regard to the Most High, and the Most High is supposed to accept it? And that men have even gone as far, my brothers and sisters, to say that whatever they teach, it's the work of the Holy Spirit? My brothers and sisters, I dare say that if men have become so possessed with the idea by defending all the different varied ideas of men, that by no means, my brothers and sisters, have they been true to a covenant with the Most High. Like I said, dare men say they can make a thing? Something they choose to worship, and say the Most High must be complicit, even if say the Most High himself must bow down to it. My brothers and sisters, shall men create a parameter and say the Most High should not trespass against it? My brothers and sisters, the heavens are his throne, the earth his footstool. He regards the machinations of men, my brothers and sisters, the ideals of men, so-called standards of men, as if they were giant above grasshoppers, and that's a light way of putting it. My brothers and sisters, Most High steps where? And you really need to understand upon what and whom he will. It's time we discern, our brothers and sisters, that we awaken to discern beyond the illusions that men have called worship. One scripture says, if we consider ourselves wise in this world, how about the multitude of differences that are in it? If we consider ourselves wise in this world, let us consider ourselves a fool that we might become wise. So the Messiah comes to reveal all the things that men have not considered. Then shall every man know how to praise, worship Yah. But right now, brothers and sisters, men are praising, even worshiping, all manner of ideal where, quite frankly, controlling bodies of knowledge and misallegiances they have trusted have disavowed men from giving true reverence to so much of the Holy Word. Shall men say that they're calling the Most High a liar, or choosing to call the Most High one who is to be ignored? Shall men walk after all these varying differences and say they have blessed his name? I think men need to think again, my brothers and sisters. So much was set in deleterious, I've set in such deleterious disorder. The men, and most have not even understood what this one they call Constantine, what he actually did for a century when he said such things as, I pray that whatever God be God, he said, he will grant me favor, he said, because he has granted him worship in his kingdom. Our brothers and sisters, the Most High said you shall worship none else but he. He didn't say that anybody else's standard, or even for that matter, the standard of any king should be exalted above himself. He said you shall not make any graven image, or let's just say, form all manner of misimaginations and presumptuousnesses after anything in heaven above or earth below. Meaning you must receive inspiration, direct guidance from him. He said, whoever would do this, my brothers and sisters, he visits the iniquities of the fathers upon the children, the third and fourth generation of those who hate him, but showing love to thousands of generations who love him and keep his commandments. How about keep, my brothers and sisters, the conscience after which his law and his commandments are administered rightly, that there might be a common agreement and even peace. I hear many of my brothers and sisters say they keep the Torah today, but have they preserved, have they even discerned, have they been reconciled even to remember the way of peace? Isaiah 59 says not. The way of peace men have known not. They made for themselves crooked paths. What did I say before about how man choosing to take the cord, twist it how he will, thinking that somehow, my brothers and sisters, that in so doing he has set himself free. Now, my brothers and sisters, man has created for himself many forms of what the scriptures call, if you will, crooked paths, spider's webs. It says those who walk therein shall not know, how about not attain peace in Isaiah 59. I'm telling you now, my brothers and sisters, every form of provocation that exists in this world, every form of provocation, every standard that has been an obstacle against men discerning single-mindedly, let's just say, after one mind, one heart, one absolution, what is the will of Yah, beyond all the irrationality of the beast nations. I said the nation that refused to reason unto the will of one. Every form of such provocation must be overcome. And Hebrews 3:4 talks about the provocation of the nations that must be overcome in this wise, because the scripture talks about the provocation among the nations. Or let's just say in Hebrews 3 and 4, it's talking about the provocation that Israel did in the wilderness. He said it was because the Most High gave men his law, but men did not receive it with faith. Did not receive it, asking the Most High to reveal himself beyond all the variances of man. That was not the keeping of the law. He said, we made partakers with the Messiah from the beginning to the very end. We hold steadfast to his true covenant. It says, we collectively, under one agreement, have we done it? I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Scriptures tell us today, if we hear his voice in Shabbat, the time that he has set apart, that his people might seek all his will. He says today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Our brothers and sisters, because men have hardened their hearts. I said it is because men have hardened their hearts that they become provocations both against the peace of Yah and the fruition unto salvation that each man says he desires. So may a man stand against or uphold an illusion against salvation, and my brother will still yet be rewarded with it. We have to learn how not to lie, my brothers and sisters. We're going to truly be called Israel. We have to learn how not to lie. We have to learn how not to, my brothers and sisters, fall victim to any schemes after which injustice is preserved. And it is that people, my brothers and sisters, the scripture said in Zephaniah 13th verse, or third chapter, that he will preserve, he will strengthen, he will guard and defend. There be none to harm them. None to destabilize, my brothers and sisters. None from without. And my brothers and sisters, that people he said he would keep, that none without or none within, shall take away from the Most High the offering of peace that he desires to see among his people. Blessed are they who will understand the implications of all this. The scriptures speak, like I said, about a few different provocations. Israel coming out of Egypt, having overcome the enticements of the nations and their own provocations among themselves. The book of Jacob talks about the provocations Israel scattered among the nations, being enticed to compromise the Holy Word after the designs of the nations, even preferring unrighteousness. The scripture says the gift of Yah is an invariant word. And it means, my brothers and sisters, the gift the Most High gives, always blessed that they will understand what the scriptures. Blessed what the men understand, my brothers and sisters. Yes, that they understand that a gift the Most High gives, he desires, my brothers and sisters, the beauty of that gift back. Reciprocity, my brothers and sisters, is part of a covenant. For how shall a man give a gift to the Most High acceptable? That the Most High would first reveal his will. And that, my brothers and sisters, is his gift. After which we might finally see order in the earth. We must trust, my brothers and sisters, like I said, the Most High being supreme, having made a promise that he will offer his blessing and his greatest reward to those who follow and who obey him. We must trust, my brothers and sisters, in that he is his word, that no man can halt or deny in its time. We must, my brothers and sisters, learn what it is, therefore, to be made steadfast, trusting him under steadfastness in his word. Here, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand reality of much truth, that in so many ways, the society we live in sought to dissuade mankind not to understand the primacy of it all. Hear me. Yah's promised salvation, even the utmost reward of fellowship with him in the name of his eternal primacy, therefore eternal life. Remember what I said, since the Most High is supreme, none can deny him. He offers fellowship in his name, a primacy that cannot be denied. Unto those who, my brothers and sisters, in all things will worship and seek him. For there's none more omnipotent, and there's no more plan, my brothers and sisters, of greater surety or primacy, greater than that which is after the foundation which the Master Creator himself has made. So therefore I ask the question, can men draw, create, speak, conceive, whatever they will, and still say that after such miscreant, irrational, and reprobate, undisciplined ideals, that it was favor? If they did so because of the favor of the Most High? Oh, I know sometimes they sit back and talk about this nation. Y'all share this on thee. Let me tell you something. The beauties that were in this land were there long before any European set foot upon it. They did not bring to it a blessing, my brothers and sisters. But think about it, and that men among the nations have brought with them all the variant beliefs and ideals of a whole world. Did they ever bring a blessing, a concretion of mind and heart with which the Most High could be pleased? Or did they all just flatter one another to believe, my brothers and sisters, the Most High was pleased with their tolerance of one another's differences while they never sought fully his will because they put all the differences under a singular title, the title of a nation? My brothers and sisters, Most High told his nation, they should worship no other God, no other standard but his own. When, my brothers and sisters, have the nations of this world, this nation or any of the nations of this world, in any time of any kind of recent generation, even for thousands of years, where has been one, my brothers and sisters, that worship Yah as he is and as he is alone? I would dare to say, my brothers and sisters, that any system that would sanction all the harsh words, all the deception, and all the false doctrines that a whole world, my brothers and sisters, has called itself blessed by. What? Because men commercialize one another's opinions, predispositions. I got news for you. A whole lot of folks are just simply products of the matrix. System comes up with an ideal, tells people they should like it, causes some a gathering of some people to uphold a certain ideal, and others seek to aspire to it too, so they have the praise of men. My brothers and sisters, none such sentiments as these will be found worthy unto the kingdom of Yah. Either man seeks all that is divine will, or he's going to kind of still get under the marks and standards of the nations, having not overcome the world but succumbed to it. Trusting in irrationality, hypocrisy, will, misrepresentation, misadministration. And said somehow, my brothers and sisters, that they were called, should be called wise for doing so. My brothers and sisters, the Most High knows the difference between those who serve him and those who serve him not, because he knows also, my brothers and sisters, who, in hearing his voice, chooses to obey and who does not. We are warned, my brothers and sisters, by commandments not to create nor to exalt any manner of presumptuous false representation. But only a land, my brothers and sisters, has been founded in disrespect, spiritually defiled, spiritually polytheist, spiritually indiscriminate, calling itself wise, can defile the holy name or disrespect the word from Yah with impunity, or as if it makes no difference. I can only tell you that the book of Zephaniah, third chapter, says Messiah will come in the last days to a city, declaring a testimony that does not fall short nor fail. About 2:15-3:6, Zephaniah. But it says the wicked, the lawless, are those who have no respect for the fullness of the law, but not recognize their need to be ashamed. It talks about the destruction of that city. Isaiah 25 talks about then shall men know to revere Yah. I think about Isaiah 57. Men have not discerned it's only the righteous who shall escape the wrath that is to come. Talk about Isaiah 57. Talk about how men have mocked the Most High because they praise their kings. How about because they praise their kings or the diversitudes that the rulers of this world have exalted? They mocked the Most High and even stood against anyone, my brothers and sisters, who would turn toward genuine righteousness. They exalted the transgressor, my brothers and sisters. Exalted the transgressor. And encourage, my brothers and sisters, those who would press toward righteousness. Shall the Most High be pleased with this indiscriminate design, my brothers and sisters, against an offering unto him? It's time, my brothers and sisters, we discern far better than this. How many have understood, my brothers and sisters, what it means that Isaiah 14:5, the scripture talks about having to overcome the wicked. It means the lawless. What did he say the lawless were, the wicked were, Isaiah 14:5? It says the scepter of your rulers. Think about it. A multitude of different rulers can only be confusion. That can only be Babylon. In the Aramaic, it says that not there be many teachers or forms of teaching among you. Lest we fall to great condemnation, damnation, divisions, blindness, and yet be compelled to consider ourselves yet wise. My brothers and sisters, that the Most High calls it wicked that if we are lawless and lawless or lack of fullness of the law in any way. You must understand it's the duty of all who seek his will, all who would call upon his name. It is kind of wicked, my brothers and sisters, if we don't seek all that is his commandments after the fullness of all that, my brothers and sisters, which performs his purpose. So the people forbid the seeking of all that is divine will so as to accommodate so much treacherous and pretentious hypocrisy and say that this is the worship of Yah, even that which Yah has favored. Shall men say it is the grace of Yah that they continue to walk ambivalent? Disrespectful, not giving attention to divine will, and say that this is blessed. Like I said, Isaiah 57 says that men have mocked the Most High because they praised their kings. And the scripture says the time will come that a people who have praised the varying ideas of their rulers. Scripture says the time will come they will realize that they have mocked the Holy One of Israel. Even my brothers and sisters that Scripture says they've committed all manner of iniquity and not even realize the need to repent. Wearied away with the wickedness of their own hands, lawlessness of their own hands, all the false designs and misgoverning ideals that they have created. And what Scripture says have not Yes, my brothers and sisters, not sought repentance. Have not sought to discern, my brothers and sisters, how to return unto the Most High. Didn't even petition the Most High in supplication and humbling themselves to discern against his will. Well, the scripture says, all those who seek to be justified, trusting after such anomaly, trusting after such illusion, trusting after such corruption. He said, if you walk after those who would seek to comfort you in your lack of diligence, he said they'd all be swept away like wind and vanity. In other words, men will realize they will have none to defend them in their illusion. He said they'd all be swept away like wind and vanity for those who put their trust in him. How about the fullness of his word that he reveals? It is they who shall inherit the land and possess his holy mountains. And a day, my brothers and sisters, when there should be a rejoicing at the Most High who casts aside the stumbling block that has blinded all his people. For we must understand, again, in Isaiah 57, it says, there's been no peace to the lawless. How is it that today Men uphold all manner of partial standards. And say, my brothers and sisters, they've honored him who is always all that he is. High to that, my brothers and sisters, the founder of this nation that made accommodation for all manner of provocations against the pure will of Yah. Remember, Messiah himself was tempted in the wilderness by the adversary. And in every case, when the adversary sought to deceive, he rebuked him with a word from on high. Understand then, my brothers and sisters, the gospel that sets men free is not of this world. Unless we believe the Most High must reveal to us what we must know, beyond all the contentions of man, our faith has been in confusion and transgression, misallegiance, and my brothers, in fact, the presumptuousness of men's own hearts. My brothers and sisters, faith unto the healing that is required. That all men, my brothers and sisters, walk after the covenant will of one. What is required, my brothers and sisters, is not of this world, but it is required, my brothers and sisters, that men awaken their minds and hearts. I ask the Most High to awaken their minds and hearts to discern his will, to see through his eyes what is his plan. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, if men are not willing to humble themselves to seek the Most High for the truth beyond all the double-mindedness of the various nations, denominations, kingdoms, various forms of government, what then, my brothers and sisters, men being beguiled to praise? The Most High, my brothers and sisters, is not one who accommodates, nor believes, nor upholds the variances of man. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who have a heart to understand that. Most High will not deny his name. And he will not uphold, my brothers and sisters, when men have lied. Please look at Isaiah 48, 49, and realize the Messiah comes to deliver man from all the obstacles of misconceit they've been taught in this world. 45,000 denominations across 280 nations and counting. Not the work of the Holy Spirit. And anyone who can believe that these multitude of differences are a work of divine discipline are pronated to despise divine discipline. Who among us will understand that granted the opportunity to see the truth is a very, very precious thing. A very precious thing, my brothers and sisters. The Most High himself said that he delights in. He says, your salvation is by his favor. Through your faith, my brothers and sisters, and yes, even in the gift that he gives, so you might believe and rationally uphold the truth. But the Most High might have people, my brothers and sisters, who ultimately know him beyond all others and discerning his thoughts will preserve the truth of his thoughts. The Most High said he would exalt anything else. That he'd be pleased with anything else. And now, my brothers and sisters, the Most High does not change. Blessed they will understand. The Most High desires, yes, indeed. The Most High desires that we all cast aside the pretense of seeming wise after our flesh. Allow him to be the one who heals. Him be the one who teaches the hidden things. Him be the one, being the one, my brothers and sisters, to strengthen the mind, heart, and soul to become true. What the Most High can be pleased with. I look forward to the day, my brothers and sisters, when so much in that regard that I saw innately in society might return. But like I said before, most places around us today, we don't even see porches. Community, my brothers and sisters, I can't talk about how much community was exemplified by what happened upon the porches of our people just some, say, 30, 40, 50 years ago. So men have brought together the collaboration of the multitude of false religions, false beliefs, doctrines from a little bit everywhere. so prideful of it, have no intent to repent, but desirous to preserve what is upheld, their pulpits and thrones. As if there's no need to transcend all these multitude of differences. As if to say the Most High sends Messiah to sanction them all. No, my brothers and sisters, far from it. Most High knows that from the very beginning he's forswore and told mankind that his only hope of peace is to transcend all these differences that have seemed wise to men, to expose them all as ungodliness, that unto one every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. But no one will be able to say that they learned some of the intense depth of the things that the Messiah comes to bring but by him. Who's ready to understand that? Many have been deceived. There seemed to be a blessing upon the land. I said, oh, brothers and sisters, but only that seemed that all these different devices and ideas only seemed to be a blessing. To the last, the Most High chooses to withdraw the kindness he has shown, and it has already begun. Who has so blinded mankind to believe that his curses and his denial and his partialities and pollutions should the Most High be called a blessing? When in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, men have sought to avoid, even to avoid the issue that the Most High has desired for his people, a righteousness that exceeds all those who have been, those who trusted in unrighteousness, else those who fall victim to the dissuading devices of those who don't seek all his will. Scripture says, preferring unrighteousness, they shall be damned. So we have to understand something. I heard something else today. I thought about what I heard. I think maybe there's a need to explain this better. They called about the doctrine of Christ crucified. That's what they called it. Messiah was not called a Christ in his lifetime. Never was he called by a polytheist title. Well, then they're talking about the idea about they thank the Most High for the power of the blood. How many understand Messiah gave his life and rose to be Lord, what it means? He was persecuted at the part of the rulers, both Jew and Gentile, raised from the dead, therefore to prove the standards of both Jew and Gentile in this world, to in so many ways have been corrupted. Think about it. Rome came in some few decades before the birth of Messiah, slaughtered all the priests and caused the people to revere the carnal standards of men. Blessed are those who know the way for him who will expose all unrighteousness. I want you to think about what it means by the blood of Messiah. Dare men say they are covered by his blood? And oftentimes someone covered by blood is evidence of them having committed a crime. Think about it. Dare men say that Most High looking at blood, warfare, contentiousnesses is what he will look at to decide whether or not men are true to him? Medea men say they're protected or covered by the blood of Messiah because they remain under the marks of the beast. Doesn't even make any sense. Covered by the blood, found sinless because their trust is in the irrational standards of men rather than the greater reasoning of Yah. Scripture says, come, let us reason together, and though your sins be like scarlet, be white like wool. Meaning there's only those who are willing to reason, seeking the Most High beyond all the various standards of men, for the Most High will ultimately favor. I look at Revelation 7. And it talks about those who washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb, who overcame the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations, by the blood of the Lamb. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, they sought him who blesses, as the scripture says in Isaiah 59. Who blesses those who turn from transgression. I did not say those who preserved it. That men might all have the same covenant with Yah. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Romans 11:25-27. I'm talking about Isaiah 59. I'm talking about, my brothers and sisters, such scriptures as those of Isaiah 19:11-21. Revelation 6:12-20, 7:17. Revelation, like I said, 16:12-21, 19:11-21. All these scriptures said the people would be free when all their false rulers are no more. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have believed that they bless the Most High for preserving a multitude of diverse, contentious, self-aggrandizing, and selfishly ambitious misrules? It's time we wake up, my brothers and sisters, and discern better. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it's time we discern better. Because in so many ways, according to what's written also in Hebrews 10:26-31 on, men, my brothers and sisters, have disrespected the blood of Messiah. It was given in the place. Wow, what does this mean? Because men have totally disrespected the supplanting blood of Messiah by remaining in their sins rather than turning away from them. What does Messiah say? If you're my disciples, you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I got to ask a question. Have we really, truly exalted the truth? Scripture says he comes for those who turn from transgression, not those who remain in it. The Messiah said, if I do not go, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit shall not come. Shall men receive the higher conscience of the Holy Spirit and then find ways to justify themselves after a lesser conscience? I never seen, or never desires even to see fully what divine conscience is. So men, be said, my brothers and sisters, worthy to hear the voice of the Most High. Because men have in so many ways totally disrespected the blood for which Messiah gave his life, the men's conscience might be by his spirit raised. Most have never understood the deleterious nature of what they've done. This time, my brothers and sisters, according to all that is written, it won't be the blood of Messiah that makes atonement for men's sins. But my brothers and sisters, it is the blood of men that shall lie in the midst of the streets, in the midst of times of much destruction, that will compel men to revere Yah. Because for a long time, brothers, in Isaiah 57, it still speaks about the same thing. Isaiah 57, Isaiah 42, Most High says, for a long time he held his peace. He said, but now he will lay waste mountains and dry up all the herbs. In a day, my brothers and sisters, men see so much starvation in the world. In a world, my brothers and sisters, no longer yields its increase. Then when men, my brothers and sisters, realize the only healer is Yah, that they might return to him. Most High has a plan that one day he will reveal one that he has chosen. The scripture says, all who are incensed against him shall be ashamed. Most High himself shall raise him up. Meaning that when he declares his exceeding word through the one that he has chosen, whoever will not hearken to him will fall the wrath of Yah. But did they tell you this, my brothers and sisters? Did they teach you a Christ compromise and a mass of hypocrisies? Or did they teach you the coming of one the scriptures call the righteous from the curate, who exposes all the darkness, reveals the light the world would obscure, and teaches man, my brothers and sisters, finally at last. I said, teaches man finally at last. But like I said, if man receives the Spirit of Yah, discerning how much more he needs to learn, he discerns, my brothers and sisters, how much more he needs to understand and be found pleasing. And for that purpose, raising the conscience, Messiah gave his life. Woe to them, my brothers and sisters, who sin willfully, the scripture says, not wanting to or even beginning to know the truth. What are those who sin willfully, granted the opportunity to see the truth and refuse it, or would turn back toward iniquity after having heard why it is so unwise for men to walk after folly? Because the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, is what I see. We live in a world that has gone without what it calls a recognizable chastisement for so long. And my brothers and sisters, even in the midst of the present chastisements that are ongoing in this world, men have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, that it was a reproof of Yah. Blessed are they who are discerning, my brothers and sisters, again, need to repent and to respect Him. Because Yah is not without a law. Look at Habakkuk 2. It says the just shall live by faith. It didn't say they shall live by lawlessness. Faith in Yah, my brothers and sisters, He never told people to trust in sin and transgression. One scripture says He did not say to men they should seek Him after the vanities of this world. But you should trust, my brothers and sisters, even He. And He says He is the Holy One, and He declares the things that are right. Yes, my brothers and sisters, you find another way that you should go. If a man, my brothers and sisters, is not subject to divine law, he needs to ask himself, well, whose law it is? Whose rule is it that he's given himself unto? I know that there's going to be a lot of people, my brothers and sisters, who never understood the need to discern or realize beyond the error of their thoughts. This old man, the same guy, Constantine, predisposed many never to understand their sin, to discern their sins. He called men cursed according to the faith he established. He called men cursed who would keep the commands of Yah. He said, cursed is anyone found Judaizing. And he called them blessed, my brothers and sisters, who's perverse Gentilizing of men's perception of the commands has led an entire world astray. Establishing a counterfeit faith
90 seconds.
Is total deception. Well, I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's no redemption. But man, at last, in realizing the error of his thoughts. Yet there are many who will say, yay, but we didn't know. Yah will answer, you didn't realize the error of your thoughts if you refuse to know, hear, and respect. Hey, you didn't recognize the error of your thoughts if you refuse to hear, know, and respect his thoughts. Did he say he would speak to those, my brothers and sisters, who had no desire to obey him? How can your thoughts, after such insolence, not desirous to see all divine will be brought to bear? Could such, my brothers and sisters, arrogance call him gift unto Yah? Could it be true unto him? We say, you love me, keep guard, maintain, defend my commandments. How many, my brothers and sisters, have sought all his will? Not to be deceived by any hasty conclusion. My brothers and sisters, a lot of things men have said and done that they would never have done if they truly respected Yah. The society we live in hasn't taught men respect. It's time we wake up, my brothers and sisters. This has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, honor, and praise always. Thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening.